So I thought I'd have a bit of a ramble about some of the things that happened to get today in regards to gamer games. Because I don't want to just do like a proper video about it. I want to talk about it as if we're just regular people and we are going to consider each other's views before responding. And I realize that it's me giving a off-the-cuff monologue, but this will hopefully bring a discussion to light that I think needs to be had. The first thing that we're going to talk about is ideological hegemony. You know, that thing that everyone was complaining that the social justice warriors were doing by enforcing political correctness and social justice in every space they go to and marginalizing every other idea, which is why a lot of people were in Gamergate to start with. That's happening inside Gamergate. And it's happening by people who are self-described militant hardliners. They literally have this in, say, their Twitter profile. This isn't acceptable, to me anyway. I am not going to accept someone else's ideological hegemony. If you can't accept a diversity of opinion, which is the only real diversity that there is, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I'm not interested in what you think you can contribute to a movement. And I'm not really interested in being part of that movement or contributing to it. Now, on BBC4 today, they have BBC Today, which is their, I guess, live regular program. And on it, there was a major hit piece against Gamergate. It was amazing. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. So I decided to write an email to them and say, hey, I have a problem with this. I'd like to come onto your program and talk to you. My credentials are the fact that I have a YouTube channel with a fair number of subscribers, and I'm quite used to public speaking, which is why you can see my face now. I'm making sure that I become accustomed to just being on the spot and being watched, even if it's just by a camera. I thought it would be a good idea to go and challenge what they had said. And to make sure they couldn't just ignore my email, I also tweeted the email to them, so other people would see it, to force a response. Now, people who are not happy that other people have a different perspective on how a consumer revolt should be handled from the perspective of an individual jumped on my back about this and attempted to, I don't know if the word is astroturf, I see lots of definitions for this phrase, but to stop what I was doing there and then without even thinking about the damage to their reputations that this hit piece had done. It was amazing. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. I mean, I can't remember the exact words in this hit piece off the top of my head, but it was catastrophic. It was just one of those, well, it's just a hate group and everyone and it's awful. And I'm thinking, wow, that's fucking so one-sided. There are so many good people in Gamergate. But there are also so many assholes in Gamergate. There are also so many people who don't understand that they have to tolerate the opinions of others and the methods of doing things of others. And while they are pontificating about how to do things, they are specifically acting like social justice warriors. I will give now the example of a guest editorial called Fuck PR by Christy Jr. on the Ralph Retort. This is a prime example of this ideological hegemony that, and Christy Jr. says in his profile on Twitter, Gamergate hardliner and Nintendo fan, pro free speech, anti-social justice warrior, fuck your pronouns. That's all well and good. You have those opinions if you want. If you force other people to have those opinions, Gamergate will wither and die. Because you, Christy, are never getting on any wider platform than the Ralph Retort. You are never going anywhere. That's not going beyond your little post. That's not going beyond Ralph's reach, however wide that is. I don't know what his numbers are, but it's never going any further. Never. No one is interested in talking to you. No one outside of your echo chamber is interested in hearing what you have to say. You will never proselytize to the public. You will never spread Gamergate's message. You, with this guest editorial, will only drive people out. And I'm going to explain to you exactly why. So, he starts by saying, if you actually want Gamergate to grow, and you're not just a cosplaying SJW light trying to kill it from within, here's some advice. That is a dumb start. A really dumb start. You're not going to get Gamergate to grow with an attitude like that. You're going to shrink it. You're going to force out other people because you don't like them. You're talking specifically about Cult of Vivian, who has had a long-running feud with Ralph because she is on the more, I guess, politically correct side of the spectrum, and you're obviously not. Now, I personally don't agree with her. I don't have an issue with her. I don't have any kind of animus towards her, and I don't, absolutely don't think that you should go and tell her, or anyone else who agrees with her, what to think. But you're going to. First, never play by SJW rules. Guilt by association is bullshit. You just used the phrase SJW light. Remember that, idiot. Especially when applied to a consumer revolt as pro-individualism as Gamergate is. There is a reason SJWs want to draw your attention towards whatever you consider the worst elements of Gamergate. The problem is that the worst elements of Gamergate keep making themselves very vocal. And instead of being told, hey, why don't you just do your own thing, you don't do your own thing. And this isn't just at you, Christy Jr. There are militant anti-SJWs in Gamergate who are in it for ideological reasons. I mean, I'm not saying anyone isn't in it for ideological reasons, but you're only here because of ideological reasons. You don't care about any of the other things. I mean, there is literally someone who claims to be pro-Gamergate called Ethics Suck. That's literally, I mean, just think back to Internet Aristocrats' original videos about how they were all colluding on Patreon. They were all giving Zoe Quinn money, and he was just like, is this not a conflict of interest? It was all about ethics. Sure, it's the social justice community that's the problem, but the issue is the ethics. I mean, if they were all fucking giving to charities and doing good works, you wouldn't have a problem with them, would you? If they were all like, hey, come and give me your opinion, you wouldn't have a problem with them. There'd be no reason to have a problem with them. The problem is what they do, not fucking what they are. But, well, that makes them what they are, but you know what I mean. Throwing your allies under the bus won't get biased, lying journos to like you. You actually give them more ammo this way. It's amazing. We'll put a pin in that and we'll come back to that one. Here's how the lying journos are from, blah, 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 blah. You'll never get credit from distancing yourself from bad people because Gamergate media coverage was never about facts, just narrative. That's true. Why are you writing this then? What good are you going to do? You're preaching. All you're doing is preaching to people who already agree with you, and people who don't agree with you aren't going to listen. If you want to get people outside of Gamergate to listen, then you're going to have to change what you're doing. You personally don't have to. But someone's going to have to, and you're going to have to fucking tolerate it. Otherwise, Gamergate is going to shrivel and die. It already is, but it's going to get quicker, and it's going to be worse. All you do by playing the social justice warrior game is encourage them to make more and more demands. Since you're stupid enough to obey them, nobody is obeying social justice demands. However, there is a certain set of minimum standards that you have to adhere to get people to listen to you. If you can't adhere to them, no one's going to give you any time. Now, as for growing Gamergate, You have to understand what Gamergate's about. Now, this will be good. This will be interesting to hear what you know Gamergate's about. Because, I mean, I'm always very nervous about someone who knows what things are about. I'm more open to discussion than I am to telling people what a consumer revolt is about. And I can tell you what it's about for me, but again, we'll get to this as well. Remember when you said a consumer revolt as pro-individualism as Gamergate is? Well, then you go on to say, it's very simple. We are pro-free speech. We're pro-creative freedom, anti-corrupt media. Are we? Is ethics suck? Anti-corruption. Doesn't sound like it. Are they anti-SJW and political correctness? I don't think Cult of Vivian is. But we're such individualists, you, Christy Jr., are going to dictate to everyone what they think. Do you see your own idiocy yet? Because it's really starting to fucking glare in my eyes. Obviously, we don't represent... Nobody fucking voted for you. Do you understand this? Obviously, we don't represent those principles very well by sucking up to lying journos and pronoun policing others. Do we, Gamergate? Look, man, if you don't like that someone else likes personal pronouns, don't associate with them. Don't talk to them. Block them. There's nothing wrong with blocking people you don't want to deal with. I personally am happy to use someone's personal pronouns out of a mark of respect for that person. Because I just don't care enough either way. You know, oh, call me a sheep, whatever. I just don't care. If you care enough that it's something you're bothered by, go ahead. Go fucking nuts. Go running naked through the fields calling Brown and Wu John Flynn. I don't care. Why are you writing this post? Because you fucking care. Fuck's sake. Defending censorship, whether on Kotaku Action or Gamergate HQ, also makes a mockery of our professed principles. Our principles. These are your principles. They are also my principles, but that doesn't matter. They're not Cult of Vivian's principles. And she may well just be here for the ethics. Some people are. But you aren't happy with this sort of thing. If you don't like each other, fucking ignore each other. There's nothing wrong with Gamergate's principles. They're actually very popular. Watered down and compromised, however, they don't back as much of a punch. They are not being compromised, because Gamergate doesn't have a set of rules. There is no manifesto for Gamergate. Well, no, you're out of Gamergate, sorry. You didn't do this. It's a fucking consumer revolt. Some people are in it for different reasons than you. Instead of diluting our principles, find a way to effectively reach out to people you already know will find them appealing. Marvellous. That is marvellous. Are you suggesting that we should, in fact, look at the people we're dealing with and approach them on attack they will understand, rather than attack that maybe certain people like, ooh, I don't know. I mean, I just think of some irrelevant little 8chan board who you just can't seem to get rid of. I mean, maybe there's a reason that certain people want to talk about ethics over other things because of the people they're talking to. You're about to go into this. Don't insist on primarily talking ethics when explaining Gamergate. Tailor the message to the personal group receiving it. I am always talking to people who are primarily interested in talking ethics, you fucking halfwits. Do you understand? This fucking ethics-only nonsense came from you bullshitters. I talk to journalists. I talk to the media. I talk to people who do not give a shit about ideological differences. A lot of other people are in the same boat as me. Not everyone is on an ideological crusade. I mean, I am, but not necessarily with Gamergate, and not at all is that useful to bring up when I'm talking to a fucking journalist. Do you cretins understand this? Or do you see everything from your own blinkered perspectives? But this again is the point that really annoys me. You can't just fuck off. Just do your own fucking thing. You don't like what someone's doing, but now you've got to write this fucking blog post. You can't just go and do what you want to someone else, to somewhere else. It's just, you can't do this. Take the message to the personal group receiving it. Doi! If only we fucking thought of that. When talking to Nintendo fans, remind them of consistent Nintendoom bias. The GameGate has been guilty of for years, and talking about libertarians, emphasize GameGate's principle of pro-free speech stance. That's a great idea. And when I'm talking to the media, maybe I'll think about ethics and journalism. You fucking idiots. Honestly, you're so... I'm just baffled by how you can be so dumb. And so myopic in your view, and so fucking self-centered. It's baffling. When talking to conservatives, emphasize how GameGate is fighting SJW's political correctness. This stuff actually works. Well, possibly. Remember, GameGate, millions of people are sick and tired of political correctness and identity politics. Those are potential supporters. If you limit yourselves to being ethics only, don't be surprised when the pool of support turns out to be very shallow. Oh yeah. So many people are just like, I don't really care about ethics. Journalistic ethics, well, I mean, it's not really a problem in the real world, is it? It's not a problem that we're having, is it? No. No one cares about that. Especially not people in the media, who we need to spread a message. I'm all for this kind of grassroots activism. Go to the pub. Go talk to some guy in the pub and be like, hey, yeah, have you heard about this game game thing? Yeah, something about blah, blah, blah. Well, it's actually this, there's, you know, these free speech things. Great. Great fucking tag. But in public, on Twitter, and on like YouTube videos, and in any kind of discussion with the media, you have to talk about ethics. That's why the SPJ happened. It has to be about that. I mean, it's very rare that anyone in the media is going to be interested in talking ideological difference with you. It's just so fucking rare. You're going to get no traction at all. But if you talk ethics, there's no opponent. There is no one on the other side of an ethics conversation. Do you understand this? I know you don't understand this, but fucking try. Try to take the approach, right, that you don't know everything. Because I'm telling you, you don't. It's the approach I take whenever I'm doing anything. That's why I read my comments. I don't know everything at all. But I know some things, and I know these things. Because this is what I've been dealing with for the past year and a half, okay? Or however long we've been doing this now. Fuck, I don't even know. Also, feel free to mind your language, but don't expect to get away with trying to force others to talk in a certain way. You wrote that. You unironically fucking wrote that. Fucking idiot. Worrying so much about others in GameGate being too rude or extreme is a waste of time and energy. Well, worrying about others wanting to talk solely about ethics is a waste of your time and energy. You can't control them, and if you're being serious about supporting GameGate principles, you wouldn't want to control them either. Oh my god. What do you think you're trying to do? What do you think you are trying to do? I mean, I'm going to look at your Twitter feed after this. I bet you're just such a fucking idiot. I'm getting money on me, but I would... Honestly, I would make that bet. Then there's the question of PR. Why do so many in GameGate act like flaunting left-wing political views is automatically PR gold? Because not everyone in GameGate is right-wing. I'm sorry. Do you believe the media is that biased in favour of the left? It is. If so, challenge it. Don't play an obviously rigged game, and you will be speaking into your echo chambers because no one is going to fucking listen to you. Most of this isn't even about PR or left wing. Most of this is acting like an adult in the real world and having respect for other human beings on the same level as you. I don't know how old this person is, but holy shit, it doesn't sound like they're very old. It doesn't sound like they have much experience of the real world. If you want to get anything done, you have to rely on the goodwill of others, which means you have to be polite and respectful and listen to them when they're talking. Do you believe the left is inherently superior to the right? Who gives a shit? If you're talking about ethics, you don't need to talk about left and right. You don't need to make this partisan. You are making this partisan. No one else is. You're doing this right now. This is what you're advocating for. I'm advocating for ignoring partisan politics, talking about the ethics violations that have occurred, that we can go to other press about and talk to. Why are you not talking about going to the press and saying, hey, do you know the Society of Professional Journalists had a bomb threat over Gamergate? Aren't you a journalist? That is something we can actually talk about. If I can get a fucking interview on the BBC, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to shame them. I'm going to say, hey, why aren't you talking about this? Why are you talking about hate mob? Bomb threats to journalists. Are you not interested in that? But you, I'm talking about fucking ethics. You fucking halfwits, you're idiots. That's the only conclusion I can come to is that you're fucking stupid. I don't want to come to that conclusion, but goddamn, are you not? You're just, you sit in your fucking echo chambers, you're not actually listening to anyone else. Do you believe the left is inherently superior to the right, on the right side of history, if you will? Gamer Ghazi is the other way, pal. I'm sure you know exactly where Gamer Ghazi is. Fucking GG Revolt is right around the corner. Fuck's sake. Stuff like misgendering or advocating traditional gender roles only seems heretical because of the spaces you've been hanging out in. It's the classic nobody I know voted for Nixon delusion. Nobody you know voted for ethics. Isn't Gamergate supposed to represent greater intellectual diversity than that? Why are you trying to stamp it out? Look, if you don't like it, ignore them. And you know what? When they're like, hey, you have to respect Brandon Wu's pronouns, I'm happy to tell them shut up as well. But I remember doing so on Kotaku in Action a while ago, where someone was going, I was like, look, if it's not you that's being directly affected, shut up. It's nothing to do with you. Let them do what they want, but in return, you have to let them do what they want. One more thing. The whole Gamergate has itself to blame for its own bad press. SJW light narrative is complete and utter bullshit. If Spurgeon's the reason for Gamergate being bashed by the media, why does Black Lives Matter get glowing coverage from these same journals? Are you... Because these journals are social justice warriors. They like Black Lives Matter because of their black people. And on the progressive stack, black people are apparently a lot lower than white people. Gamergate has white people in it. It's not about colour. It's not about race. Gamergate is about ideology. It's about thought. This is the issue. It's completely different. And with Black Lives Matter, the enemy is not the progressive press, you fucking idiots. The enemy is the US fucking government and police and authorities. The power structures in the United States are the enemy, which, lo and behold, are the same enemy for the progressives. They don't like the US cops. We are having a problem with the fucking press. They aren't. You're an idiot. If Gamergate being too extreme is the reason the media smears, why are SJW extremists treated as credible and legitimate? It's not about being too extreme. The media straight up lied about Gamergate. Yes, they did. Today, in fact. Giving them ammo had nothing to do with it. Well, I mean, there's nothing that we can do about this. Anything that happens to these people will be termed as Gamergate. I mean, frankly, I don't think, I personally don't think that anyone threatening Anita Sarkeesian or Zoe Quinn were involved with Gamergate. It's counterproductive for Gamergate, anyone in Gamergate to do this. It would be like shooting yourself in the fucking foot. There'd be no point. So, of course, many in the early period of Gamergate were acting like they were somehow above right-wing outlets. Also limited the potential pushback to those lies. Look, only right-wing people listen to right-wing outlets. You know, I mean, there are so... I really don't think very many people outside of the people who already agree with these points actually take the time to listen to them. I'm actually one of the people who does. But I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that. I mean, I'm happy to be wrong on that as well. It'd be nice to have some conservative outlets who are giving us a bit more attention. But I don't know. Lefty, right, stop you there. What are you doing? What are you fucking doing? The majority of people in Gamergate are left-wing and libertarian on the political compass. Going, lefty virtue signalling, fuck off. That's a dumb thing to do. That just shows your own partisan bias. Fuck off back to Fox News, mate. If that's what you want to do, you go and do it. Why are you here doing this? Why aren't you approaching the conservative press? I contact the BBC because I want to talk to them about Gamergate, and I get fucking castigated on Twitter. Why aren't you going to whoever, whatever fucking backwards ass right wing outlets you want to go to, and talking to them, going, hey, I'd like to talk to you about Gamergate and the war with the left. I don't care, just go and do it. Go and do that. What are you waiting for? Oh no, what you're going to do is you're going to try and police Gamergate, ideological policing of Gamergate, because it's not right wing enough for you. Go, do whatever you want, but stop trying to do this. It's not going to work. But lefty virtue signalling does nothing to help Gamergate's PR. Instead, it validates SJW positions and alienates potential right-wing supporters. That's a good idea. Let's alienate left-wing supporters in order to bring in more right-wing supporters. That's not going to lose us some of our biggest names. That, like, I don't know, Oliver Campbell, who shut down his Twitter. Don't worry about it. You guys know what you're doing. Christy Jr. then goes, on his Twitter, take the original example of Gamergate virtue signaling. How did we fail to realize how crap this image is? It's the black and green and white one. I support Gamergate. I condemn personal threats. I support women in gaming. I'm against biased and corrupt game journalism. With the little Vivian in the bottom saying, can we play video games already? That's not crap. You're an idiot. Seriously. Christy Jr., you're just an idiot. You're not very bright. I don't know why Ralph has given you time and you guys have sat in your little echo chambers and you've really screwed the pooch. You need to start thinking from other people's perspectives. You really do. You know, I'm happy for you to fucking create all the anti-SJW propaganda that you want, but to say this is a bad image or a crime, that's ridiculous. You don't know what you're talking about. This is an excellent image. It preemptively and hyper-defensively links Gamergate and threats in the minds of the public. That's already been done! You said there's no point worrying about PR. Why are you worrying about PR? Fucking, nothing about this is internally consistent. It's already been done. This is a reaction to this. Do you want to just leave it unchallenged? Like the idiots who are attacking me today want to leave the BBC narrative unchallenged. Is that what you want? What the fuck does supporting women in gaming mean? It means we're not misogynists, you fucknuts. Maybe you are. Maybe you are a misogynist. I don't know. But the point is, it's direct challenge to the idea that we're misogynists. Can't you see why that would be useful against progressives? Why should women be supported over men? Oh my god, it doesn't say over men. It just says, I support women in gaming. No, over men. You're the one inferring something that's just not there. Fucking. Honestly, I'm just... The narrative is that it's about a gender war in gaming. That's what they literally, to this day, that's what the BBC said. And you're there going, why would you even say that? Because that was the narrative. And that's what that image is going against. Only at the end did it get to what Gamergate is actually about. What? Gamergate is actually about biased and corrupt journalism, is it? But you've just spent the whole article so far castigating the ethics-only position. Which it isn't ethics only, it's just ethics is a good thing to talk about. And then you go on to talk about virtue signalling. At its worst, it's very dangerous. If you talk up how you're so against the online harassment of women, you legitimise the moral panic about women on the internet. Or maybe it's just not nice to harass people on the internet. I mean, do you think that's a good thing? I mean, do you think that should be encouraged? Because I don't see a problem with just saying, yeah, it's wrong. Condemn it. Condemn it and move on. It's like Kretzky said, right? We're always going to be condemning it. Always. There's never going to be a time where we can just assume that that's the case, or we can just be like, you know, forget about it. There's never going to be a time. We've got to just make sure that that's what we do, because that's what they're always going to say. That sucks. I don't like it. But I agree. I think he's right. Keep talking about how you support diversity in gaming and tech, and you don't justify quotas and other discriminatory measures. You want diversity in tech. You have said multiple times in this article that you want diversity. The only thing is, you want a different kind of diversity, but you still want it. Don't forget that. Conceding any ground to SJWs works out just as badly as apologizing to them. No ground has been conceded. These are not points that are in contention. That's what the issue is. That's what the fucking thing is for. These are not points that we are contending. Everyone's fine with women in gaming. Everyone is fine with whoever taking whatever role based on merit. These aren't the points that we need to discuss. Every time you do left-wing virtue signaling, this is written by David Cerini, you alienate not just potential libertarian and conservative Gamergate supporters. Oh, what are you saying? What, are they anti-woman? Are they against this? Because there's nothing in this that says you can't be for merit as well as these things. But anti-SJW centrist and left-wingers who know about the sock just cult operates and see Gamergate falling right into an obvious trap. It's just a defense mechanism. It doesn't have to go any further than that. I can't believe I have to say this, but SJW lights, lazy and stupid journos, and brand-obsessed businesses are not natural Gamergate supporters. No. Unfortunately, they're the people we will have to end up convincing. Maybe not so much the stupid journos. They can be turned with pressure. They can be forced to operate to a certain different standard. A cultural change can occur through outside pressure. That's fine. But we do need to talk to someone, and I mean, I suppose just, you know, I would like to see people doing the individual grassroots campaign. That would be great. But is that happening? Where is this happening? Are people doing this? I think that should definitely be done, but this doesn't preclude other methods of operation. The SJW lights links to, let me see, Gamergate Plus. Is that productive? Is that helpful? Is that useful in any way? Because, I mean, I tweeted about an issue that I've been having with the Gamergate Revolt people. And I like this a lot. The divide and conquer shill image. Attacks other Gamergate supporters of politics, religion, and ideologies unrelated to Gamergate. Uses shaming language unironically against other Gamergate supporters. Starts personal vendettas against specific Gamergate supporters that he deems important enough to discredit, and then hides behind shitposting and memes and trolling when called out. You are doing this with this Gamergate Plus list. There are people you don't agree with, and you want to divide Gamergate because of it, and you have done using the term Gamergate Plus. It's because you are annoyed at them. That's all. It's pathetic. I mean, there is even, hang on, Gamergate.plus. Imagine how much of a pathetic mongrel you would have to be to go out of your way to register a domain to do divide and conquer with. I mean, that is just, oh God, it's just like everything about this is entirely relevant to the macro that I loved. I mean, just, it's all just nonsense. It's just, it's so sad. It's so fucking sad. And, you know, Ralph, you've got a whole fucking article about this. It's just, why are you doing this? Can you not just fucking deal with people you don't agree with? Is there no just getting along with people for the sake of fighting a mutual enemy? Do you have to have ideological hegemony? Can't you just ignore them? You're not going to be an effective consumer revolt by avoiding confrontation and trying to suck up to the establishment. There is no reason to not get press. There's no reason. They're a powerful tool. There's no reason not to try and use them. But if you're going to try and use them, you have to be an adult about it, which means not just running around insulting people or calling names. It means fucking doing something productive. Sure, go to wherever boards you want. Go talk to individual gamers. That's a fantastic idea. But it's just one method of attack among many. That you're trying to prohibit the many. One more thing. We are ordinary gamers and internet users. The ethical standards that journalists are bound to do not apply to us. Interesting. Until the Ralph retort is put on Metacritic, trying to hold people like him to the same standards is retarded and self-defeating. That's interesting. Gamergate is shut out from most mainstream media and you're going to bitch about some GGers writing sensationalist headlines for attention. The Ralph retort is not why Gamergate is shut out from mainstream media. The Ralph retort is just independent of this issue. No one's looking at Gamergate going, well, look at what Ralph's written. No, I'm not going to talk to anyone from Gamergate. Actually, talking about corruption instead of ethics was always the smarter choice. Do you think corruption and ethics are separate issues? Are you serious? Ethical breaches are corruption. That's the problem. Just... how do you think these are different? I mean, this is really late here, and I'm just staggered that you would think these things are different. Corruption instead of ethics. Just make it clear who it applies to. A Gamergate blogger writing tabloid headlines was never comparable to what the gaming media establishment does. I agree. The C word makes that clear. Well, he's not in breach of any ethics. Therefore, he's not being corrupt. The corruption is the breach of ethics. Corruption requires some degree of power and influence. No, it requires that there was a standard to be upheld that is not being upheld. That is what corruption is. That's what Game Journalist Pro is. They're meant to be competing entities that were colluding. That's what Nathan Grayson promoting his buddies was. Ethics can be used as a weapon against underdogs fighting corrupt bastards. Well, maybe we should do that. Maybe that's a good idea. What do you think? Don't feel like you have to have a positive message, Gamergate. First of all, you'll always be pro-free speech, and that's positive all right. Secondly, negative causes, protesting against injustices, is that negative? Are far more effective than mushy positive ones. I support ethics. Okay, but are they not just two sides of the same fucking coin? Even though I suppose protesting injustices is a better option than just giving the blanket I support ethics, but protesting corruption, breaches of ethics, is really what you should be doing. Then again, most people argue that the most compellingly when they believe in their argument. So just don't self-censor and you'll probably be fine. Except self-censor where you want them self-censored because you can't stand the way some people operate because they don't operate like you. This was a complete clusterfuck of idiocy. This was an attempt at ideological hegemony over a hashtag movement. It's never going to happen. All you're going to do is shrink the movement until it's just your ideological position. You're gonna kill it, basically, is what I'm saying. It's going down. And this is why I frankly have been finding Gamergate to be more and more pathetic by the day. It's people like you who don't really understand what they're talking about. You're not some great mind. You're some pleb on Twitter. I hate to say this, and this is a horrible thing to say, but you're no one important, and you're never gonna be. You're not very bright. You haven't checked what you've written for internal consistency. You don't really understand what you're doing. And you have very little self-awareness because of it. Well, maybe you have this awareness, and then because of that, you don't realize what you're doing. It's fucking late here. But the point is, you should think about this a bit more clearly. This is a divide and conquer article. That's exactly what you're trying to do. You are trying to cut out SJW lights and their lefty, whatever the fucking term you used. And you want to enforce your particular way of doing it, which is right wing. And designed to aim for right-wing people. Or we could talk about ethics, which both sides are happy to talk about, and are interested in and would like to uphold. Particularly journalists who we could talk to at least get to air our side on some kind of media. I mean, that's the problem, is that we're not being given the opportunity to be heard. Even if they turn around and say, well, I don't believe you, I think you just hate women. But, well, okay, that's fine. You can think that, but, you know, that's irrelevant. The public are going to hear it and go, that's not what he said. That's not what they want. Let's have a look. Quick look at the comments. Oh, first one. Honestly, I disagree with this to a large extent. Tay, or whatever, how you pronounce it. Obviously, they're not an idiot. Yeah, okay, there's lots of comments to say that you're not on the mark with this. And look, right, that means me a total asshole, right? But I'm really sick of this fucking digging in your heels and not listening to anyone else. If it's because of partisan politics, because you're like, oh, I'm right wing and those fucking lefties, man, just fucking block everyone. Just block people you don't agree with. You don't need to listen to people you don't agree with. You don't. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no point having an eternal, endless fucking war within Gamergate based on partisan politics. It was a non-partisan issue. You are making it a partisan issue because you don't like the way some people on the left operate. I just ignore them. Just like, I'm just going to ignore you. You know, after I've finished pointing out just exactly how you've got this so colossally fucking wrong, I'm just going to ignore you. I don't care what you have to say. If you've got some reasonable comeback, then sure, and if I've got something wrong, fine. But if you're just going, wee, lefty, 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 SJW light, ethics only, piss off. It's not helpful. It's not going to grow Gamergate. It's just going to make you look sad. Fucking sad. And Ralph, come on, man. Right? I like you, Ralph. I think that you're right, man. But this, you've been sat in a fucking echo chamber hearing what you want to hear, man. You're hearing what you want to hear from a bunch of people who'll tell you what you want. You want to hear, probably because of what they want to hear as well, and because you have a platform that they want to take advantage of, as Christie Jr. has done right here. You need to think more about what you're doing, man. You need to think more about what you're trying to achieve and how to achieve it. This kind of divide and conquer bullshit isn't going to be it. I guess finally we'll come to Oliver Campbell quitting Twitter. Now, I had written a bit of a twit longer, which I'll probably finish on, or at least go through a few of the points that I've written in it, because just everyone is an individual in Gamergate. Like you were saying before you contradicted yourself, it's very pro-individual. And the thing with social media is that most of the time, with like me with my YouTube account or, you know, anyone with a Twitter account or anything like that, it's just one person running the thing. So when thousands of people turn around and say, oh, ethics only, to this one person because they want to talk about ethics, it gets quite a lot. And I saw the other day that Oliver tweeted, look, I just don't know what to do now. I don't know how I can help. And I'm not surprised, and I don't blame him, because no one seems to be doing anything productive. And when someone tries to do something productive, those people who want to enforce their ideological hegemony on Gamergate, like you, Christie Jr., attack them. This is why I posted the Divide and Conquer image. Whether you are trying to be a Divide and Conquer shill or not is irrelevant. The end result of your actions is exactly this. If someone does something you don't like, you can tell them. You can create a fucking post or whatever, you can do whatever, and say, you know, I don't agree with this. You can denounce it. But that's it. Just say your piece. If people agree with you, then they agree with you. If they don't, deal with it. Just fucking deal with it. If someone's trying to do something, don't fucking interrupt them. You know, you don't have to agree with it. Let them carry on. If you want them to just be bogged down in endless debate and discussion about these points that they obviously don't agree with, and you with them, and you don't agree with them, if you find you can't come to some sort of concordance, then just leave them alone. Have some fucking diversity of opinion. Accept it. Be okay with it. Say, you know what? I don't agree with that guy, but it's not a big deal. I don't agree with people all the time. I don't agree with Colter Vivian. I don't agree with what she does. I don't agree that, you know, anyone has to respect anyone's pronouns. I don't agree with anything that she does, but I don't have a problem with her, because I don't have to listen to her, and neither do you. And you don't have to tell her what to do, and she doesn't have to listen to you. And I think if we all spent a lot more time not trying to police the movement as a whole, it would be a lot easier. Oh, I said the word movement. Maybe I just mean the hashtag. But anyway, I'm just really sick of this sort of stuff. So I'm really sick of people really not having very much self-awareness. But yeah, so I mean, just to finish, I nearly closed my Twitter account today. I only left it open because I need to use the hashtag TWIS for This Week in Stupid, and I need to DM people I don't really know. So it's I couldn't close it. I ended up unfollowing about 800 people, not more, and then setting my notifications to people I follow. I'm sorry, I'm sick of every twat with 500 followers, or whatever you've got, Christy, and like an internet connection, talking like you know what you're talking about. You don't. And I'm not interested in hearing it. I'm so sorry. I don't want it to be like that. But I'm just so sick of people reacting emotionally and knee-jerk without thinking about anything from the other person's perspective. It just, it's constant. You know, and when you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people following you that you will never understand, Chris, it becomes quite a lot to deal with. And it's not even that people are disagreeing with you, it's just the sheer volume of people makes it quite difficult. And ultimately, nothing productive really happens on Twitter. It's not worth very much. So, you know, there we go. But, yeah, no, I didn't tone police myself in this, Christy. I'm sure you'll appreciate that.